Massachusetts Democratic Governor Maura Healey is making it clear that her state is not a sanctuary state, despite eight Massachusetts cities, including Boston and Cambridge, declaring sanctuary status. Sanctuary policies are designed to limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement, with the primary goal of protecting immigrants who are in the country illegally from being detained or deported by federal authorities. Healey sat down for an interview with WBZ-TV in Boston earlier this week. "We're seeing the number of migrant families coming into Massachusetts go way down," Healey said. "That's good because I've also sent the message, Massachusetts, we are not a sanctuary state. If you come here, there is not housing." In August 2023, Healey declared a state of emergency due to the influx of migrants in her state. At the time, she called on the Biden administration to help provide funding and work releases for arriving migrant families as the state's shelter capacity was maxing out. According to exit polls, immigration was an issue of concern for voters in November's election. President-elect Donald Trump vowed to carry out the largest deportation of immigrants in U.S. history. Soon after Trump's re-election, Healey said state and local law enforcement would absolutely not cooperate with the feds. However, her comments changed this week when she stated authorities should deport violent criminals. "My view, John, on immigration is that violent criminals, people who are creating public safety threats in our communities, should be deported if they're not here lawfully," Healey told WBZ-TV anchor John Keller. Healey says she's hoping Trump and the incoming Congress can pass much-needed immigration reform. "Remember, this is a federal issue," Healey said. "It was created by the federal government. It's why I've advocated so hard for a bill to fix the border. President Trump has come in. He's promised to fix the border. I hope he does just that, and he's got control of both Congress and Senate now. So get that done, Mr. President." Healey's plan for working with the incoming Trump administration on the issue of migrants remains unclear. Trump and his incoming border czar, Tom Homan, have said their number one goal is prioritizing the deportation of violent migrant criminals.